Baptisms are always so special occasions, and baptisms are all about Jesus changing people's lives, because Christianity is irrelevant if Jesus doesn't change people's lives. And it's all about Jesus changing people's lives. Jesus, as Pat's just testified, his life has changed. It's changed the lives of many people here today. And that is proof that Jesus is alive today. He is still changing people's lives today. And when I've been preaching here in this church, I've been preaching through the Gospel of Luke. Jesus is for everyone. And I'm jumping forward to chapter 19 for this baptism and the wonderful story of Jesus changing a man's life, Jesus changing Zacchaeus' life. So I'm going to ask Sandra is going to come up and read to us the story of Zacchaeus. And it's going to be up on the screen as well.
Morning, church. All right, so I'm going to read from the book of Luke chapter 19 from verse 1 to 10. Jesus entered Jericho and was passing through. A man was there by the name of Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was wealthy. He wanted to see who Jesus was, but because he was short, he could not see over the crowd. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore fig tree to see him, since Jesus was coming that way. When Jesus reached the spot, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, come down immediately. I must stay at your house today." So he came down at once and welcomed him gladly. All the people saw this and began to mutter, "He has gone to be the guest of a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood up and said to the Lord, "Look, Lord, here and now I give half of my possessions to the poor. And if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because this man too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost." Thank you.
Thank you so much. In speaking about Zacchaeus this morning, I'm not inferring that Patrick's life was identical to Zacchaeus's. I better just point that out quickly before any of you think I'm referring to Pat in this. But Zacchaeus, first of all, was the epitome of a self-centered man. He was a little man who pretended to be big. And some of us may have encountered people like that. A little man who liked to throw his weight around. He was actually a very nasty piece of work. He was a rogue, he was a crook, he was a thief, he was an extortioner. It tells us that he was the chief tax collector, and that was equivalent to being the head of the mafia in Jesus' day. He was a traitor and a collaborator to his own people. So he was extorting money out of the Jewish people, his own people, in order to pass it to the Romans and then taking a big slice of what his own people were giving him. And so he was like the head of the mafia. He was a traitor, a collaborator against the Jews. He was money mad. He would lie, he would cheat, he would use extortion to get more money for himself. Verse 7 tells us that he was universally known as a sinner. He was hated in the town of Jericho. He was despised, he was loathed, he was feared by the people in Jericho. And so Zacchaeus was the epitome of a self-centered, corrupt, money-minded, selfish, power-crazy man. And there are plenty of Zacchaeuses around today, aren't there, if we're honest with ourselves? And if we're honest with ourselves as well, you know, we can all be self-centered as well, motivated by our self-interests rather than the interests of others. And so there is Zacchaeus as a very self-centered man. And then Zacchaeus
Secondly, meets Jesus. And Jesus was the complete opposite of Zacchaeus. He was not self-centered, he was God-centered. He was not selfish, he was selfless. He did not try to lord it over people. He tells us that he came to serve. He was not motivated by money or power because he came to give and not to take. Rather than greedily grabbing all the money he could, Jesus, we're told, had no possessions or money. He had no home of his own. Rather than being self-centered, Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross to pay the debt of sin for you and me. Rather than climbing trees, Jesus was hung on a tree to die a criminal's death, to pay the price for our sin. Jesus was the famous superstar of Zacchaeus' day. Everyone was talking about this prophet who could perform miracles. And we're asking the question, could he be the promised Messiah? And Zacchaeus wanted to see this famous man passing through Jericho. He wanted to be able to say, I was there, I saw Jesus. Not quite the same as Taylor Swift concert tickets, but Zacchaeus was very determined to see Jesus and to get there and to be able to say that he'd seen Jesus. So he climbs up this tree. He climbs up that tree to get the best view that he can of Jesus because all the other town people were elbowing him out of the way. He was a nasty piece of work. They didn't want him to be let through to the front to see Jesus. So he climbs this tree. And you know, Zacchaeus climbed the tree. He only wanted to see Jesus go past. The problem was Jesus never went past. Isn't that interesting? So he climbed up the tree to see Jesus go past, but Jesus never went past because Jesus got to that tree and he said, Zacchaeus, you come down straight away. I'm coming to you stay at your house today. And the Bible tells us that Zacchaeus came down at once. I tell you, I think he came down that tree quicker than he went up the tree. He came down that tree so quick. I think he nearly fell out of that tree. Because Jesus was speaking directly to him. Jesus had an authority and an integrity that Zacchaeus didn't have and that he had never encountered before. And you know, there are some very exciting truths about this story. First of all, Jesus knows your name. Jesus knows your name. You see, Jesus' advisors hadn't briefed Jesus beforehand that there would be a man called Zacchaeus up in a tree as he walked through Jerusalem and that he was the head chief tax collector in the town and that it would be a good idea to address him. Jesus hadn't been briefed. He didn't know in advance. And he didn't stop, if you notice, he didn't stop under the tree and say, I believe God might be saying that there's a man with short legs somewhere in this crowd and his name might be, begins with Z, I think it begins with Z. Can't think what it is. And Zacchaeus didn't suddenly, but that's me. That didn't happen. Jesus knew his name. Jesus looked directly at Zacchaeus and called him by his name. And that tells us that Jesus knows your name today. He is the Son of God, but he knows you personally. In fact, the Bible tells us that he knows you and he knows me better than we know ourselves. He knows you through and through. He knows me through and through. That's a bit terrifying, isn't it? Because the problem is we tend to go around life, we're scared that if anyone knew what we were really like, they wouldn't want to be friends with us anymore. And we go around in that sort of way. And you know, if you went down to Tesco's after the service and you met someone there who began to tell you everything about your life, you get out of Tesco's as quick as you could. You probably put your house on the market or find somewhere else to live because we are scared that if someone really knew what we were like, they wouldn't like us anymore. Because in the side, we struggle to like ourselves because we know what we're like. We know our sins, we know our weaknesses, we know our failures. But Jesus knew Zacchaeus and he knew everything. He knew what a horrible man he was in that sense. Jesus knew exactly who Zacchaeus was. And he knows exactly who you are. He knows everything you've ever done and said and thought, but he still wants to come into your life and transform it. And that's the wonderful truth of the good news of Jesus Christ. It really is. And the challenge is Jesus calling your name this morning? Maybe you came to this baptism service out of interest. Maybe you wanted to see what a baptism was like. Maybe you wanted to see Pat have a public bath. You know, it's not every day this sort of thing happens. You didn't expect that Jesus would speak to you. But is Jesus calling your name right now? Calling you to come to him, inviting himself into your life? Because that's what Jesus did with Zacchaeus. Is God speaking to you today like he spoke to Zacchaeus? And I'd encourage you, if he is, then respond to him like Zacchaeus did. Don't reject him or refuse Jesus. Jesus wants each one of us to have a relationship with him. Jesus wants each one of us to encounter him and be changed and transformed by him. And the amazing truth of this Bible story is that Jesus knew everything about him. He knew what a bad, corrupt man he was. He knew he was the biggest sinner around. He knew that he was the local mafia leader. He knew the misery he had brought to hundreds of poor people's lives. We're talking about someone who extortioned money from people who didn't have enough money to eat. And he was just grabbing it selfishly for himself. No wonder he was hated in that town. And yet, Jesus still stopped under that tree and called Zacchaeus by name. And that tells us, however bad a life we have lived, however big a sinner we are, however much we may have damaged other people's lives, Jesus wants to come into our lives and radically turn us around for him. Amen? Amen. It's only Jesus who can truly transform your life. You can try being a better person, but I can promise you it won't last. Now, every new year, we all make new year resolutions. I'm going to be a better person in this next year. But it never quite works out, does it? We try and change. We try and kick old habits. We try and kick old addictions, but they come back and they grab us again. Only Jesus can truly save and rescue you from your sin and transform your lives. Verse 10 tells us that Jesus came to seek and save the lost. He didn't come for people who thought they were really good and doing really great in life. He came to seek and save the lost. He came to seek and save the lost. And the truth was that despite all his arrogance and pride and greed, Zacchaeus was lost. He was a lost soul. He was a big sinner. But Jesus came to Jericho to seek out Zacchaeus and save him from his sin. And Jesus is still seeking and saving the lost today. People like Pat. People like me. People like many others here today. And if he could do it for Zacchaeus, he can do it for you today. Amen? He can. And then finally, we see Zacchaeus is changed by Jesus. If you have a genuine encounter with Jesus, your life will never be the same again. Pat's life will never, ever be the same again. He's had an encounter with Jesus, and his life will never be the same. There's plenty of things still to work out and sort out, and plenty of rough edges still to be smoothed off. And if you don't believe that, then speak to Ruth and she'll tell you. And because she's quite regularly telling Pat, I'm sure. So, you know, it's far from the perfect article. None of us are perfect articles. We're all sinners. We all fall short of God's glory. But from this day on, and from when he asked Jesus into his life, when he was sitting outside his the place, his place of work, and feeling really low, and he cried out to Jesus, "I'm yours." Jesus come in and transformed his life. And there's many others who could give testimony to the same thing. Certainly myself. When Jesus came to my life has never been the same since. If you'd suggested that I would be a preacher and a pastor of a church before I was a Christian, I have to confess I would have probably sworn at you. You might find that hard to believe, but that was the last thing that was on my mind. But you know, when Jesus comes into our lives, he transforms it, he turns them around, and he sets us off in a new direction. That's why Jesus says you must be born again. It's like starting life all over again, because we're born again by the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God comes to live within us. So if you have a genuine encounter with Jesus, your life will never be the same again. When Jesus spoke to Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus realized that he was being spoken to by someone far greater, far more important, with far more authority than he had. And I simply ask you here today, do you realize today who Jesus is? We sang earlier, "I believe in Jesus." And that song went through a lot of what we call doctrines, truths that the Bible teaches about Jesus. I'll just ask you that question. Do you realize today who Jesus is? Jesus has changed and transformed our world forever. The whole of world history says that something so important happened just over 2,000 years ago in our world and in our society that everything changed from that point. It's why we have Christmas. It's why we have holidays at Easter time. You know, it's all about that. It's why it's 2024 this year. Not because we believe that life started 2,024 years ago, but it's approximately 2,024 years since Jesus was born as a baby in Bethlehem. It's changed our world forever. It's transformed worldwide. And you know, if Jesus truly was the Son of God, if he truly was sent from God to earth to die upon the cross for our sins, that's got to be the most important and significant event that's ever happened in world history. Because it's true that something has come, if you like, from outer space and has changed and transformed our lives forever. And not only changed and transformed our lives forever, he has given us a way whereby we can live eternally, where we can guarantee going to heaven. Not because we're good people, not because, you know, we are self-righteous people. No, but because we're sinners saved by God's mercy and grace. And that's wonderful. And it's worth getting to know the one who has changed our world forever. You know, if he truly was, as the Bible tells us, the Son of God, it's the most important news, the most important event that's ever happened. You know, do you just tend to think that Jesus was just an interesting religious figure, a person who told great stories, who taught good morals? Well, C.S. Lewis, the author and professor, said, you know, you can't just believe. It's impossible to believe that Jesus was a good person, just a good person. Because if he just came to bring morals, good morals, the reality is that we've all been deceived. We've all been deceived by him if he wasn't who he said he was. But the Bible tells us that Jesus is the Son of God who died on the cross to pay the price for our sin. Have you ever really stopped to think who Jesus really was and is, and how you should respond to him? When Jesus spoke to Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus immediately knew that he was being spoken to by God himself, and that life could never be the same for him. And Jesus presented a clear choice to Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus either had to reject and refuse to come down from that tree and return to his old life, or Zacchaeus had to turn his back on his pride, on his hard man reputation, and obey Jesus and do what Jesus said. And praise God, Zacchaeus said yes to Jesus. Amen? Amen. The challenge is, have you said yes to Jesus? That's the big question. Zacchaeus said yes to Jesus, and from that moment, everything in his life began to change. When Zacchaeus came down from that tree, he left the old Zacchaeus up in the tree, and he came down to a new life with Jesus. And what a change came over Zacchaeus. He responded to Jesus. He repented of his sins. He became a reformed character. It's all there in the story. The massive change in Zacchaeus' life is highlighted by verse 8. He willingly, listen to this, he willingly gave up half his possessions to the poor and pays back those who have defrauded four times what he'd taken from them. That is a radical change, folks. You know, for someone who's money mad and has been extortioning all this money to suddenly say, I've met Jesus and now I'm giving you back four times what I owed, what I stole from you. You know, that is a transformed man, isn't it? That's evidence that he's repented of his sin, he's repented of his past life, and that he's seeking to do and obey God and to bring transformation into other people's lives. I remember I knew a young guy who had been a thief and a robber, and he became a Christian, and God began to really convict him about all the stuff that he'd nicked. And the trouble is half his garage was full of the stuff he'd nicked. So he thought, well, what do I do about this? I've got all this stolen stuff. And he thought, I don't really fancy, you know, getting the police involved, because I'm going to end up in prison. But he could remember where he'd nicked them from. And he thought, well, I can't go around during the daylight. So at night time, he went round depositing all these tools and other stuff at the doorsteps of these people. You can imagine people opening their door in the morning and discovering what was nicked months or even years ago before. You know, it's incredible. And, you know, that's a testimony of a changed life, a transformed life. And we need to see more transformation, don't we? We need more people to say yes to Jesus and to bring that transformed life. And so there was a big change in Zacchaeus' life. There was big generosity, and it was hurting Zacchaeus' pocket big time. And that's what real change looks like when Jesus gets hold of someone's life. Ruth, you've got a new husband. He's been born again by the Spirit. It might take a bit of getting used to. Wonderful. Imagine the impact, going back to the story of Zacchaeus, it had on those who were swindled and defrauded. People were getting four times back what Zacchaeus had taken from them. Imagine the celebration in Jericho. You know, the wonderful truth is Jesus didn't need to preach in Jericho again, because Zacchaeus' life had been so transformed, the whole city would have known about it. The whole city would have seen it. The whole city would have been impacted by what Jesus had done in Zacchaeus' life. That was his testimony. It was enough to make everyone sit up and take notice that Jesus had come to their town. And the question again is Jesus speaking to you today? If he is, don't reject him. Say yes, not only to him coming to our life, but yes to change. Allow him to transform your life. Allow Jesus to radically change your life and give you a new beginning to change you from the inside out. So in summary, Zacchaeus was a self-centered, money-mad mafia boss. He met Jesus. He said yes to Jesus changing everything in his life, and it changed a whole city, a whole town for Jesus Christ. Have you met Jesus? Is he speaking to you? Do you need radical change in your life? Only Jesus. Jesus is the only answer to our world and our society's need. Amen? Amen. Say yes to Jesus and yes to him to changing your life. Let's pray together, shall we? And just pray quietly in your own head. You might want to just pray along with the prayer quietly in your own head, that I'm just going to pray now. Because it's true of all of us. Jesus, I know that I am a self-centered person. I need you in my life. I confess my sin to you and ask that you would forgive me. come into my life. Change me from the inside out so that I can follow, obey, and serve you for the rest of my life. Amen. And if you've prayed that prayer, I'd ask you to speak to me or one of the prayer ministry team at the end of the service, and be happy to give you a little booklet which just tells you a little bit of how you can journey into a life with Jesus Christ. I've also got some booklets here which believe and be baptized. If you're thinking about getting baptized, as you've witnessed Pam's already baptized quite some time ago, Pat getting baptized, then do get one of those booklets from me as well.